Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control.
Hey.
A bad motherfucker, riding through the night.
Hey.
A 50 motherfucker and I love
come on
bike. Picture me rolling on my chopper on rims. No love for the other side, no need to be friends. Get the gas, homie, you gotta keep on pushing. Out and out, chin check the dose, and need to ask for the ticket after ticket. Man, I ain't gon' pay.
Yeah.
Better do 30 days locked up at CJ.
Let's
twist the throttle, let's hit the rolling. My drag bike on my bike, get the blow in.
A
third motherfucker street calling me. Like a mom calls the kids when it's time to eat.
Come on.
Approach me, homie, like the shit all good. I don't like half the motherfuckers that live in my hood. I'ma send you a roll into the mold. Put 10 in the clip and 1 in the hole. Fuck what you heard, homie. I'ma always hit a bar. My whole voice might rubble, but we never ever fall. At the end of the day, we can always stand tall. The gov don't like me, oh fucking well. I guess you could call me the angel from hell.
Downtown.
efficient regardless of the number of signatures. Believe it or not, it's accurate. That's great. You can have 2 or 100 names on the petition. You can only count as one. You can lose support short and sweet. It is not run a manifesto. All you support is just write what you want to register. Support of the bill. Your name, sign your name, and put an address on it. It's okay. Put multiple letters in the plan, not like a form of
and for our European and for our Asian friends out there that think they're special, we need to tell them over and over and over again, you are part of the motorcycle community. We Harley-Davidson riders may get more of the exposure, but I guarantee you, they're going to get you next. There was a saying during World War II, and I'm going to paraphrase it. The Nazis, they came for the Jews. What do I care? I wasn't Jewish. And one day they came for the communists. What do I care? I wasn't a communist. They came for the gypsies. What do I care? I wasn't a gypsy. But then one day they came for me, and there was nobody to care for me at all. So all you metric and your European bikers out there thinking, well, that's a Harley issue. It's a motorcycle issue. Gave me a cough drop, folks. I'm trying to act real casual and swallow a cough drop down there. Keep my throat. I don't know what happened. I was okay a few seconds ago. So now we have got a lot of events coming up here. We got the Yuma, Arizona run coming up. I expect to talk a lot about President Arizona and New Mexico.
Let me say one thing, Dennis.
We'll work on this.
You can address that letter to the Assembly Public Safety Committee, Chairperson, Assembly Member, Clerk, Legislative Officer, 20. North State, room 111 in Sacramento, California, at 95814.
I had a phone call, by the way, from a bait of North.
Grass Valley?
It was Grass Valley, yes. And they told me that they're going to be monitoring this program a lot more. They want to get more exposure through this program over here. They want to share the information over here. We're going to try and see about bringing issues up, maybe through our own local Abate. In our case, it's North County Abate. We're going to meet them, and the different states going to call different questions. So we're going to invite all of Abate, and not to ignore our Bolt friends, invite all motorcycle people to speak. I think Abate is a program of the people and for the people. Bolt is a bit more political action, a little more legislative, would you say? How would you differentiate between the two? Agree or disagree on that?
I'm in the middle of the road.
Yeah. Well, get off the fence, goddammit. We're not that type of a show.
No, I know.
Okay, Bolt to me is, again, it's a program, but Abate is the people. So that's how I feel about that. And that's why you're Bolt and I'm Abate. Doesn't mean one is a right or wrong.
Right.
I just kind of favor one way. We get both people in, we listen, we talk.
We agree to disagree.
That's correct, yeah. The bait people continue to call us up every other week. We'll be having them on. We're going to talk about these issues.
I just got told that that is the address for the lane splitting bill, but it's also the address that was sent to me.
The lane splitting bill, that's something I'm very concerned with.
Yeah. But basically, what I can read this right. I'll read this again if someone came in late. Best way to register your support for the California AB 334 motorcycle and rider anti-profiling is to submit a handwritten letter, petitions regardless of the number of signatures, believe it or not, do not carry as much weight. You can have 2 or 100 names on a petition, and they will only count as one. Keep your letter of support short. If you want to read a manifesto on why you support it, just write what that you want to register in support of the bill. Print your name, sign your name, put in an address on it. It's okay to put multiple letters in one envelope. The address that was given to me was the Assembly Public Safety Committee, Chairperson of the Assembly, Member Clerk, Legislative Office Building at 1040 North State, Room 111, Sacramento, California. If someone has a different address, send it to me and I'll make the correction. And until I do, or I hear different,
that's the best we got to go with right there. Yeah. And if anybody wants to add in,
you can see right where this came from.
Together longer.
Exactly.
If I'm not mistaken, we got more reason.
That
little challenge should be over with pretty soon.
Next week, they will call and talk some more.
I think me and Michael.
My concern is if they the maximum you can do is if traffic is 35 miles an hour, you can only do 10 miles over that to make it 45 maximum. I can kind of live with that. That's not really hurt me too bad. But if traffic's at a stop and I can only do 10 miles an hour, now you and I have slender motorcycles. We've streamlined our bikes, but many of our friends have big old baggers. Big old baggers, 10 miles an hour, are not the most stable bikes out there. I think that missing a lot of these cars is because I'm doing good speed. If you look at my motorcycle, I've got my clutch lever, brake lever. The ends of my lever, nothing on my motorcycle is wider than the ends of my levers, little balls. That way, when I'm pulling up to something, I tell if my levers will make it, I know my whole bike will make it. But 10 miles an hour, guys have got the baggers with the roll bars and the pizza boxes. And the big saddlebags, I'm thinking 10 miles an hour may just cause a little bit of a problem. Any baggers out there that want to come in and talk about that, I appreciate that. They're saying 10 miles an hour is safety, but I'm thinking 10 miles an hour is going to cause a couple of few bagger people. I get down against bagger people, I just don't choose to ride a bagger. So everybody I'm here talking to is telling me that, again, this lane sharing is going to be for the better. I don't see how it can. Now, you and I split traffic at 45 miles an hour without any issue, but that's going to be the maximum allowed, and you and I do lean a little bit heavier than 45, so that's going to be something you and I have to be aware of. And when traffic is at a complete stop, 10 miles an hour maximum we can do. I'm trying to be open-minded about this, but I don't think this is a good idea at all. So, it's one
Where are you going? Okay. Where at?
We wrote something into me one second here. Okay. We'll talk about that gentleman a little bit here if he comes on. No, I know this gentleman. Can you read that one sentence out loud right after this man's name? Can you read that word?
Oh, I agree with Bill regarding...
I'm sorry.
I agree with Bill.
That's what. Okay, I want to make sure I got that on live here.
Yeah.
You know,
you get it on live.
He said it right there. He typed it in. I read it. Repeat it one more time, would you?
I agree with Bill.
That's enough. I want to hear. Okay. He comes on later. I'm going to catch him on that. You know, he's a friend of mine, and he has quite knowledgeable with the bait too. I gave you some misinformation, and I want to correct that right now. I told you I'm going to be going up to the Ink and Iron.
Right.
Because I want to meet a friend of ours. And I should have said to you, I'm going to be at the Artistry in Iron in Long Beach.
Right.
So you get a chance to look that up there. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you want to run up there Saturday night, our good friend T-Rod is going to be one of the host bike builders up there. We can check him out there.
Yeah. He also, Mark sent you something to correct you. He said also the terminology is actually lane splitting and not lane sharing, which would refer to tandem riding, which is not what we want to do. Tandem riding is first.
Well, you know, and I'm going to tell you exactly why I use the word lane sharing. When I say lane splitting, it makes the people I know in cars, they are negative towards me right away. And when I say lane sharing, I've never had a negative response to that. So the correct semantics maybe as he quoted to me, but when I talk to car people, I say lane sharing, and that seems to make them a bit more comfortable. Lane splitting kind of makes them uncomfortable. So just the way I use
if they're uncomfortable, they shouldn't be doing it.
You know what? They could all go out and buy motorcycles.
Okay.
So we know what that's about. Thank you for correcting me. With one paragraph, he says he agrees with me, and then the very next paragraph, he's corrected me. I'm telling you, that's the type of guy he is. We're going to get in with him a little bit later.
Well, let's see. Yeah, you can do that.
You can do what?
Oh, someone just asked me if they could call in, and I'm saying, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And you can agree with me, or you can correct me.
I want to just tell you one thing, Bill. You know, today is the 70th anniversary of the landing on Iwo Jima.
Yes.
When we first landed, this guy, he's Lloyd Ford, Marine
Marine veteran of World War II. He observed wreath-laying ceremony at Marine Corps War Memorial in Washington. Ceremony commemorated 17th anniversary of the Battle for Iwo Jima. Excuse me. When we first landed, we got bombarded. This one guy was praying because he had been a ladies' man. You start praying at a time like that. I'm pretty sure you would.
You know, on the same vein, but just slightly off the side, my mother and father-in-law went to Hawaii with me. My father-in-law was Navy. And, of course, we went down to see the Arizona, right? That's what everybody does. He started out a little misty, a little crying. And I said, you know, Don, what's up? He goes, Bill, I was over there in the hospital when my ship was bombed. And he says, I'm looking down at my ship now, and I'm thinking of all the people. And he says, the truth of the matter is, I have never been back here since the war. I was stationed right here, but I was over at the hospital. He didn't say he was in the hospital, why was at the hospital?
Yeah.
But there was his ship. And there's two ways you can do it. You can go out and visit it, or you can contact the Navy. They'll give you one of their little ships, and they'll take you out. And the Navy tour, if you're military, it's a little more personal. You can enjoy that pretty well. I've never repeated that and all that. My father-in-law has passed on, but since the war ended, he never went back to Hawaii. He never saw the ship, which he could have been on when it went under.
Right. We got a caller from 402.
402-830. You're on. Tell us who you are. Where you're calling from, please.
I'm TAB for...
Hello, you're live.
Talk to me. Tell us who you are. Where you're
Hey, this is Opal.
Hey, haven't heard from Opal in a while. Bill Kennedy, hello. Opal. We lost Opal?
Lost Opal.
Opal's a woman, a few words. Opal, we back again?
760-809. Hello.
Hi, this is Dogman.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, so I was the one that was sending in the stuff about bait and bolt and approving, you know, that and agreeing with that. And also, you know, Quirk is listening to all the MROs, and Bill Quirk is the one that's sponsoring the lane splitting bill, and actual terminology is on the bill now, lane splitting. And he has already submitted it, but he is listening to amendments to be able to modify the terminology and the speed limit stuff that all the MROs are really opposing. But he really has a good friend, and he's really following the CHP guidelines, and he's actually already amended it from 35 miles an hour maximum to 30 miles an hour, and still including the 10 mile an hour over the flow of traffic. So we have to wait and see what's going to happen. A lot of people are kind of coming at him independently, and we're trying to get people to just have a united front and then go to him all united instead of coming at him from different angles. So that's kind of what's happening with that. Okay.
Mark, if I get for a sec, excuse me, would you identify you know, who you are, what organization you're with, if anything, Bullpen, whatever? Would you tell us anything about you that you want to share with our audience, please, so I don't say something incorrect?
Sure. Yeah, I'm Dogman, and I'm on the board of directors of Abate for California. I'm their state treasurer, and trying to unify all the MROs in California, all the COCs, and actually at NCON in Denver, coming up in May, I've organized a committee meeting for everybody that's involved in those organizations to get together to see what else we can be doing to make the profiling bill that Cooley has already submitted a better thing, and what we can do to promote it and make it happen. So that's something that we're going to be looking to be doing. I'm also on the Violators Motorcycle Club, and I'm their National Sergeant at Arms. So I run up and down the state all the time, and I pretty much go to lots of different events, and that's kind of what I do. So I'm trying to get back to the biker community by getting involved with all this stuff and trying to get everybody to realize that if you get involved with, you know, if you're an independent guy, whatever, get involved with a bait or somebody and start, you know, doing something, at least become knowledgeable, and sign a petition, send a letter, whatever's asked to do, so that you're not just left on the side wings. And when laws get passed, then you get mad about it, and then it's too late. You know, because these things are not going to be brought up to a vote. They're just going to be done through the committees and all that. And so you need to start getting involved in when things are starting to come about. So I'm always asking for everybody to really start being more of a united team and have all the motorcyclists, off-road bikes, any bikes, to get involved, even to the slightest little bit, which is, doesn't really incur hardly any of your time at all.
We're going to have a regular part of this show every other week, starting last week, so it'll be next week again. It's going to be a debate segment. About 6:30, they're going to be calling in. We'll be talking about different events all across. I would very much like you to be part of that event if we can. I don't know if debate guys mentioned that to you or not, because we know you have so many hats now, but if you could put that on your agenda, this, every other week, we're going to be talking about
on Thursday?
It. Yeah, so on Thursday. I don't want you to stop talking now. I don't want you to stop talking about bait. But I want you every other week, if you can, to come in and share information with us about that. We'll be talking to bait, talking to Dave up there in Grass Valley, talking to everybody all over, talking to different people, bait from different states. I'd very much like to be part of a little, if possible.
Okay, so you, when you say Dave in Grass Valley, you're talking about Dave Hastings up in Apple Valley?
No, that could be Apple Valley. That's a valley, right? What the hell?
Okay. Yeah, Hesperia area, really. That's our headquarters. Right. Okay. You know, another thing that's come down, I don't know if you guys have talked about, is the Supreme Court has passed a new ruling that if you have a PIN or password on your on a lock screen on your cell phone, then the cops cannot open it and have access to the data on that phone as you have shown it to be private by locking the screen. Without that, they have the right to open your phone to see what all you have there. So, you know, including your text messages and all your individual contacts for other people. So,
you know, Mike, that confuses me because you can't come into my house and open up my file cabinet. You can't come in and look at my records. But right now they have access to your cell phone and they have access to everything you have in it. But you're telling us now, again, if you repeat one more time, how you can prevent that, please.
If you get a lock screen where you have to, in order to open it, you just push in a PIN or a password, then they now do not have the right to take anything from your phone. I mean, they have the technology to be able to circumvent that, but they can't do that now because a law has been passed. The Supreme Court has justified that and passed that just recently, saying that they cannot do that because that's private information. In the past, if you got in an accident, you know, they would grab your cell phone in order to protect your possessions, and then they just download everything off of it. Now they can't do that if you have it locked. If you don't have it locked, they still have the right to grab whatever.
How can you get this lock screen that you're talking about? How can we cover ourselves? How can we protect?
You just on your cell phone, you go to your settings, and there will be a lock screen indicator on there, and then you put in a PIN or a password, and then it just, you know, your home screen is covered, and you with a, you know, if it's a PIN, then it's a number thing. If it's a password, it'll be the, you know, the type in the letters, and you just do that, and it opens it up. That's it. You hit your PIN, and then hit OK, and you're good.
Mark, if I could, may I ask you for a small commercial? I'd like everybody to know what you do for a living to make money that you pay the taxes to.
I'm a dog trainer, so that's why I'm called Dog Man. I've been training dogs for the last 40 years full-time. First 20 years of my career was 100 hours a week. I've trained over 9,000 dogs. I do obedience, behavior modification, protection training, and I provide service dogs and do training of other people's dogs for all disabilities, including the blind. I'm a licensed guide dog instructor and I do multiple disabilities. So one of the newest things has been like the diabetic alert dogs that indicate low blood sugars, and kids with autism, and of course, you know, people in wheelchairs, fake legs, balance anything and everything. So it keeps me hopping and going on all that. And it's a real interesting lifestyle. And then I have people that come and do apprenticeship programs to learn how to become dog trainers. And I get sometimes people from all over the world coming to do that. And they just pay me. And then
sorry
to
interrupt you. Reach you. How can the people listening now, how can they reach you, sir?
They can call 877-BAD-DOGS. That's a toll-free number, 877-BAD-DOGS, or they can go to protraindog.com. That's our website.
And how many years have you say you've been doing this? 10, 20? I didn't hear that part.
40 years. Full-time.
Hey, I don't know if you know or if Bill told you probably last time you saw him, but I got a ticket on Highway 76, and I beat the ticket because Oceanside PD didn't have a copy of the Caltrans survey, Highway 76 from I-5 to 15, speed limits are all marked wrong.
The speed limits are marked wrong?
Yep. Get off the freeway, you come down that ramp, you turn right, go east.
Yeah.
For a mile and three-quarter road, there's no sign till it appears where you know where those guys sit at that last light before you get to the freeway?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh, right.
Okay. There's no sign. Now, directly across from each other is 55 radar, both sides of both sides of six. But they sit at that light, Ben, most people are going 60, 65 miles an hour. I found out in court because he wrote the ticket at 75 instead of 55, he said. But he didn't write it on it. So I beat the ticket because he didn't have a copy of the Caltrans survey, but I did. And when the judge read it, the commissioner, I asked the judge, he got one. Marked wrong, and when he asked the cop if he had a copy of the survey, he says, no, Caltrans had it with the attitude. Oh,
yeah.
My case got dismissed.
Wow.
So
that's way cool.
If you know anybody that's gotten a ticket like that, you have to get a hold of me.
Represent
them.
Okay.
Easy money, and eat that shit.
All right. Yeah, you got it. Also, I'm going to look up Cooley's address for people to send the petition to, right? Instead of Quirk. Because Quirk is for the lane splitting, and Cooley's the one that's the profiling bill. Okay.
Yeah, that's the address I got sent.
I should point out this time here that we're speaking to is not just a guy who rides around on a fancy motorcycle. He's somebody that I meet in Mexico, I meet in Arizona, I meet in Nevada.
Yeah,
on any given run.
Where I was, did he?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. But at any given run, any given day, I can meet Mark, any different state there is. So when you're speaking to somebody right now, people listening, this is a man who doesn't just own a motorcycle. He rides his bikes till the wheels come off. So I have a lot of respect for him for that.
Well, thank you.
Don't let it go to your head. Okay with that? Every other Thursday, too, coming in talking about some specific issues. Bait is Mark?
Oh,
or what do I keep?
No, that sounds good. And you're talking about every other Thursday, like not next Thursday, but the one after, right?
Starting Thursday.
Tonight?
We had it last week. We're going to skip this week while you bait, but next Thursday it'll be on the bait again. So it'll be a bait like 6:30 on the bait, half hour, bait hour, bait, whatever it's going to be. We talk about all the issues with that. We'd like you very much for part of that forum.
I'll try to do that.
Okay. Hang on. I got somebody who wants to ask for some advice there, and I figure between the three of us, we could probably hook her up.
402-830. You're on. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, please.
All right. Well, this is Opal, and I am calling from Omaha, Nebraska. We're freezing my ass off, just to let you guys know that.
It's good to hear your voice. It's been a while, Opal. It's been a while indeed.
you guys since after my motorcycle wreck last year. But why I'm calling in is it was just brought to my attention here that we're going to have to deal with that Westboro Baptist Church in a small town, one of our small rural towns just south of Omaha here pretty soon. They're going to be holding a protest in a town called Nebraska City in front of the Nebraska City High School on February 27th from 3:10 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. And how would you guys go about dealing with this and coordinating a group to stand in between them and the high school?
They pulled their headshots earlier.
But there's an organization that we use a lot in this area, the Patriot Guards. Are you familiar with them? They're part of the American Legion Riders. Whenever a young whenever they die, these guys stop the entrance to the cemetery and allow the people inside to bury their loved ones. They do not let those people in. I would suggest you contact the American Legion Riders because they have experience dealing with them. They're not so quick to lose their temper like Philip would in a heartbeat.
Right, and that's the thing. And I've talked to a couple. I've already been on the phone in the last 2 hours. I've been on the phone with a couple of our ministry groups too, that have gone and stood with the Legion Riders at some of the funerals and everything. We just want to make sure that they understand that, you know, what they're protesting is they're protesting for what it says doesn't give any clear reason as to why they're protesting outside of abortion issues and veterans burials. So we're kind of on the side of the fence there. But when it comes to our veterans and everything, we're going to stand shoulder to shoulder, and we're not going to allow them to harass our youth. That's unacceptable.
I like what you're doing, but my concern is, Katie, you say you're going to bring some Christian motorcycle groups in. I don't know if they have the discipline. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know for sure. I know that there's a couple of them that had said that they would be interested in going, and I said, well, listen, let me get with the group that is better qualified for that. And I said, so I'm going to ask advice of some people that I hold in high respect. And so I called you.
Well, I like the fact that your first line would be the Patriot Guards and with the American Legion, and let your Christian groups be the behind them. The only reason I'm saying that is the Patriot Guards have dealt with abuse, and they've dealt with, they have better control. They're all ex-veterans. They're not going to put up with no crap, but they're going to have the ability, professionalism to maintain what you need. If you bring in Christian groups in which do not lack the training, I'm afraid sometime you might get bad press unintentional. Certainly,
yeah,
we have a lot
that.
Of... I like the Christian groups. I always wondered about the professionalism you need to deal with adversarial conditions. Christians, all for Christians. But think about the American Legion at least being the primary force there. Now, we're on the phone here with Dogman. Dogman, you still there?
Yeah, I am.
We need you in a
moment. I agree.
Where's Opal at?
Utah.
I'm in Omaha, Nebraska.
No, not Utah. Mark, are you following this lady's conversation? We need you and a bunch of your dogs to go out there in a center line, okay?
Dogs would work. You know, if you had all that, canine could do an amazing amount of manpower work. And I've seen it at concerts where, you know, 10 guys with dogs can do the same job as 40 security guards. So that really works. But I really agree with what Bill was saying as far as the groups that you should have doing that you have available to you. So, you know, what he's saying is right on.
Okay, absolutely. I'll be able to go and meet with a couple of the American Legion groups and actually really, really tight with the American Legion overseas. Right here in Omaha, Nebraska, on the other side of the Missouri River, is Council Bluffs, Iowa. And so we're dealing with, you know, it's the state line. It's just right there. So I'll go talk to the American Legion Riders on both sides of the river.
Yeah. And like you said, the Patriot Guard would, you know, like you said, they already have been accustomed to dealing with controversy. So they're used to doing that. So they're all set up for it. So I would really be looking to see if they can help you out.
Yeah, well, I just want to make sure that
anybody that
yeah, don't rule out the Christian. I just like there to be a secondary line of defense and all that. Christians have a lot of enthusiasm and all that, but the situation with this, we do not want bad press. So throw the American Legion riders out front. They're the ones that are, they've been doing this for a long time. I think they'd be a better deal with the press.
I agree 100%. And thank you so much for the time and everything. And miss you guys. I got to come out and see you. So.
Well, I don't know if you like the weather out here. I had to wear a light sweatshirt over, you know. It's been nice out here now. Mark was running around in his Peter t-shirt just the other day and his bike. So, you know, I like this weather out here anymore.
It's 20 degrees here right now, okay? Well, you guys be safe out there. I love y'all, you know, and nice to meet you. And, you know, I'll always keep listening. Thank you so much for the advice, and I'll talk to you later, and I'll keep up to date and let you know how things go.
Yes, that's important. I want to do follow through on that. Let us know how that's going on. And, of course, you also, I should have told you, you need to contact the newspaper before the event. You need to contact your local television newspaper before the event. So hopefully the day of the event you'll have press. Contact the local motorcycle magazines and your local town news prints, whatever you got there. Try to get them out there again, because the more credibility there is, it makes you look good. It makes these yahoos look bad. So have all those people in your corner.
Yeah,
you
can
too.
I know that the group of us, the people that brought it to my attention, they brought it to my attention because I'm so much in the public eye, and I do a lot of the benefits and the fundraisers out here. And they're like, oh, well, you're the one that we want to, you know, kind of organize this and get the right people in place. And I said, well, let me talk to the people that I would talk to back home, and then I'll get a hold of the people here. So
it'd be nice if you can get a local mayor or vice mayor or somebody in the city council to show up and show support with you, because that way the magazine, newspaper, television, they'd eat that program up, though. So a little bit of schmooze on your part. Like Phil and I use the Mayor of Oceanside on all of our events because he is so pro-veteran. And having the mayor down there in activity certainly helps us in credibility. Again, I'm hoping that you'll...
Well,
can... No. Go ahead, dear.
This is the heartland, and we are in here, I mean, just like all across the country. But here, it's very, very intense, the support for our veterans and for our military. So I want to make sure that we have the right people in place. And so I will get a hold of the Patriot Guard, and I'll go meet with the American Legion Riders. They actually have a meeting tomorrow, so I'll go talk with them.
You need to put a big poster up, too. Don't make me call him. That'll straighten him up right away. Don't make me call Dogman.
Yeah, don't make me call Dogman, right? I'll have to do that. I said, don't make me call Dogman because he'll bring Phil and then you're all in trouble.
And Opal, right, good to hear you. I'm glad what you're doing. Opal is a good example of people all across America. Well, I didn't know. She's also a retired Marine. I didn't know that, but she's an example of somebody who's looking at problems in her neighborhood and is trying to make a change. Dogman works on a very large scale. Every one of us can work on a different scale. But remember, this is your town. This is your neighborhood. Make a change. If you need a stop sign put in, get a stop sign put in. If you need a crosswalk in, if you need to walk down and meet police, go down and talk to them. But we can't have there's so few people wearing so many hats. Not that Phil and I are doing so much and all that, but there are simply people trying to do so much, and they could use support. No matter how much support you give, it helps an awful lot. And I will say now, for example, on the air, Dogman is one of the guys that wears too many hats. I don't know if he even sleeps at night, to be honest, folks. There's people like people helping him.
I met Dogman. I was in 2011. I went to the abate, the California abate up in Sacramento, and I took some photos of everybody with a gentleman with a Biker Information Guide magazine. So I wonder if I met you then.
And were you there?
Yeah, I think I was there as a. Let's see. Yeah, I was probably just an independent. I wasn't in a club then. Right.
Okay.
So.
Well,
that's like 2011.
I mean,
Weren't you with the Chippendale Dancers, Dogman? I didn't know you were involved in the bass that time. I thought you were working in Vegas dancing.
Okay,
I didn't make enough money.
Well, you gentlemen have a wonderful evening, and I'm going to get off the air so that we can get other callers in, so you guys can, you know, continue talking about what Dogman has going on and with the abate and everything, because that is very, very important. We have our abate out here also in Nebraska and Iowa, and I go to both the meetings. So, I'll also put out get some information and make sure that I get that out to the abate too.
Right on.
Okay.
And by the way,
Opal,
very quickly, go in your house and get a suitcase, start putting some stuff in it, and then get another suitcase and put some more stuff in it. Put everything you have in the pickup truck and say goodbye to Nebraska, come back home. Okay?
Okay. Oh, I love you guys.
All right,
dear. You guys be safe. All right. Bye-bye.
You want to bring, who do we get here? I'm trying to jumble all these calls in. All right, I want to just say quickly, I want to say thank you to Maid Marion for jumping in. Nice to hear you on the type line today. If you ever want to call in, we have quite a few people here typing messages in here. Hello, buddy, blah, blah, blah. Hey, listen, we're friendly on the air, and I appreciate you sending me messages, and we try to get all the messages out to everybody, but Dogman's a friendly person. Phil is, I don't know, Phil's Phil, but, you can call and talk to Dogman if you don't, I'm looking at all these messages, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
We still got two guys listening in China.
Oh, my God. I'd say something in Chinese now, but I'll just say what I know in English. You know what, I appreciate the fact you two people are out there fighting the whole thing. You're taking a hell of a chance, not only you and your whole family. Nothing we're saying is against the country of China. It's just we're giving out free speech. However, you and the rest of your Chinese people should go tell that communist government to go fuck themselves and try for democracy. However, I don't want to get political.